All right, it's On Beyond Zero. I'm Clyde Lewis.
I'm Ron Patton.
Oh, my God, you're Ron Patton.
Yep.
You're the voice of Testicles.
And who else do we have in the house?
I don't know. Hold on.
How's it going?
Hey, Sam.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay.
Who else is here?
Ridge Rounds.
Oh, man.
Get off the microphone. Pull back.
Okay, everybody.
Pull back.
Yes.
A little loud there.
How's that? It's your fault, Clyde.
You have mic technique. No.
They always tell me I'm either too close or too far away.
Is that what your date told you to?
So I'm about 6 inches.
Ooh, that's a weird sound you're making. Hold on.
Am I ovulating?
Oh, it's just a weird sound. You sound like you're talking over a loudspeaker or something.
I'm gargling
with Pop Rocks.
What the fuck is that? Do you hear that sound?
Okay, yes.
What are you doing? What are we doing?
Nobody. It's just they got this company that we're at the studio.
No, okay.
They need to tweak it.
Is that better?
No.
That's okay.
I mean, I don't mind.
I'll just sound weird.
It's really loud.
Sunday.
Hey. Big Jim Masmanian.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, we're here, though. Motherfucker.
Wait, we are.
Listen to that reverb. Wow.
I know, it's a weird reverb he's got going on.
I got the reverb.
So how's everybody doing? We haven't had an On Beyond in a while.
In 2 weeks.
It's been, and we almost didn't have one tonight.
Why? Why do you say that?
I don't know, man. I'm just peeing a lot.
It was one of those nights.
And what's really odd about this now is that the more I pee, the less I pee. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but you should have a pee can.
No, what I'm saying is that it's,
you just
like,
get a pee can?
It's that way. The prostate is not a happy thing.
Well, you know, I got to get mine looked at because, I'm awfully young to be saying this, but at the same time, I'd go to the bathroom late at night, and my wife knocks on the door, and she's like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, I'm seriously just waiting. It is taking this long, honey. I wish I could tell you that I was doing something else.
It's still coming out.
I'm still waiting.
Oh, my God. I was just talking to my buddy. He's like 76 years old. Dave. Talking to Dave Paul.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with him today. We were talking about that, saying, you got to bring in with you some Netflix. I got Netflix on my phone for that occasion. I do. So I got Netflix. I got Tubi. I got Tubi on my phone, so I can watch a movie on Tubi if I want to. I've got several books in PDF form that I can read when I'm on my phone in bathroom. I use the phone more in the bathroom than I do anywhere else.
Well, when you got the prostate, you got to keep up with Netflix and that kind of thing. I mean, what are you going to do? Oh, I got to catch up on Peaky Blinders. It's been a bit.
Hey, I read that the human male only takes 27 seconds to completely empty their bladder. I'm like,
not me.
Okay, I'm at like 2.5 minutes now. Yeah, when do we stop?
It's like waiting.
And people always say we talk about poop. Now's the time to start talking about peeing, because I'll tell you, man,
this is
an old man thing.
And it ain't no fun.
You got to take your supplements, though, your prostogenics.
Well, I've got something, but it doesn't have.
Super
prostogenics. That's what I'm taking. Mine's a little better now.
God,
my flow is a little better.
This microphone sounds like shit, dude.
I know.
Shit. That's not my phone. That's your mic.
Mine. I just bring my own mic in.
Mine.
I wonder why it sounds like that. Is there like a button?
No, I'll have the engineer fix it.
God.
The engineer will fix it.
Okay.
Don't let them play with it anymore.
But for now, I kind of like this voice.
Another reason why I'm almost not doing shows, because I'm just fucking.
What do you mean,
up.
Not doing shows?
Well, I'm doing shows. What I mean by that is that, my legs, of course, are going through their. I was complaining about.
Dude, you're losing weight.
I am losing weight.
I applaud you.
Thank you.
I commend you.
Yeah, people are noticing. I'm liking that.
Yeah.
Hey, Clyde, I was about to say, you'll look like me before long.
No, not like you. You're too hot. No, he just blushed. Fuck you. Don't
hot
you
with
fucking
veins
blush.
Sticking
don't,
out.
Don't you fucking blush at me, you asshole. Don't you fucking do that.
I love you, Clyde.
Does that make we're gay? Are we gay?
That's only if you say you love me.
Only if you love me.
You're kind of cute.
You're kind of cute. Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of cute.
The weed made me gay.
Yeah, don't smoke.
I wish I'd never smoked.
Don't smoke pot with each other.
Oh,
otherwise,
man.
You're going to start smooching.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's what's wrong.
So, okay. So another thing I was going to tell you is that what pisses me off is that with these legs that I'm having wrapped all the time, it's hard for me always to get the best showers. What are you guys doing? What are you
it's
doing?
Beatboxing.
Oh, it's rapping.
I'm trying to tell a story.
So you're trying to take a shower with your legs the way they are.
You know, my legs are wrapped because I have the sore and the wound and everything on there, and they're trying to get them better. And the problem is that I have to wear booties in order to shower.
Oh, like rain boots?
No, like Ace Frehley boots.
I don't know that.
Not bread bags?
No, you know who Ace Frehley is. He plays for Kiss. Yeah, he's the spaceman. So I wear those fucking things to cover my legs.
Oh.
And they look like Ace Frehley boots because they got the big brim on them and everything.
Do they got the teeth on the end and stuff?
No, that's the Gene Simmons.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the. I wish I had the Gene Simmons model. Make it more fun to shower.
Ask your doctor.
But one of the things that I do... Yeah, give me some better looking fucking booties.
I need some platform boots with fucking teeth on them.
And a tongue.
But anyway, so what I do is so I don't get yelled at by the doctor because if I wear the baby booties, sometimes water gets in there and it gets them all wet.
You defeat the purpose.
Yeah, so it defeats the purpose. So I don't shower on the days I go to the doctor. I don't shower. And Janine just has a fit about it. She goes, "You stink. Oh, my God. Is it day to go to the doctor? I can tell because you haven't showered." And so she says to me.
One
she
whole
says,
day.
I say to her, yeah, well, I mean, I'm fat. I say to her.
She should be showering three times a day.
Fat people should be showering three
every
times a day.
Every 8 hours.
Yeah, every 8 hours, take a shower. So I say to her, I say, I'm using that, what do I call it, that Mando shit.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Mando shit?
Yeah.
What the spicy shit?
No, it's called Mando shit. No, it's called Mando.
It's like a cloth.
What the fuck?
No, well, they have, they're like, okay, you've got Mando, which is the stick. Yeah. So you can use it everywhere. Use it on your dick, on your put.
That's the underarm that you can put under your boobs. You can put it under your nuts, put it up your ass, whatever.
Or Janine says, like, your mangina.
So it eliminates bacteria.
Yeah, and then you have this little packet that you can wipe all over your body.
Yeah.
And it's called the wipes.
The wipes.
Yeah.
You can get those at the Dollar
Tree. Is that the dude wipes?
$1.25.
Well, dude wipes, those are cool.
Those are baby wipes.
No, dude wipes are for your butt.
Uh-huh.
The fuck was that?
My mind is...
What the fuck was that? I'm like, I'm just...
No. He's looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Karen Carpenter... That's what Karen Carpenter sounded like before she died.
Oh, that's mean. It's mean.
No, it was more like... Okay. Sorry. Okay, so...
Sorry, Richard.
I'm trying to get to a song... You guys suck. Let's just call this off.
I'm sorry.
Just spin it.
So Janine says to me, she says, "So what do you do when you're waiting to go to the doctor?" I says, "I use these wipes." And she says, "Honey, those are not a shower." And then I said, "Okay, well then I'll stand by the shower, get out my brush and I'll brush." That's not a shower, honey. That's not a shower. And so I didn't know, but I saw today there's a new hit song out tonight. Called Johnny Jizzle. The guy who's doing it is Johnny Jizzle. And the song is called Baby Wipes Are Not a Shower.
I was sitting in my bath just the other night when my nose got smacked by a stinking fright. A lady screamed out from a stall next door, "Don't need no shower wipes to clean my back door." She did the wipe.
She did the baby wipe bash.
The baby wipe bash.
Still smelling like ass.
It was a flash. A real splash. But baby wipes.
Ain't no shower clean that shit, bitch.
She ripped a wipe from a crinkly pack and scrubbed her sweaty lady crack. Swamp ass steam rose thick and vile and made the paint peel off the tile.
She did the wipe. She did the baby wipe.
What makes this so funny is we've all done this.
The baby wipe back.
Still smelling like ass.
It was a flash.
A real lazy splash.
The baby wipes.
Ain't no shower clean that shit, bitch.
Clean that shit, bitch. You imagine that?
Swamp ass.
You got swamp ass. You can't use baby wipes, bitch. Fuck. And see, like I said, the reason why you're laughing so hard is because you've done it. I know you have.
I lived in the conspiracy zone.
But drips of butt you still had sunk into a thong now stained and wet. Girl, that's the nastiest ass I've met. She did the wipe.
She did the baby wipe bash.
the baby wiped back.
Still smelling like ass.
It was a flash.
A real lazy splash.
But baby wipes.
Ain't no shower clean that shit, bitch.
It's got to go down as one of the best ones.
That was a good one.
Okay, that was a good one.
I'd like to give a shout out.
You rocked that one.
Our music director, Polarity Within, a.k.a. Stephanie.
Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was really well.
Rocking.
Really
that was good stuff. On point.
You know, the funniest thing about this story, hearing this and hearing that song and all of it, I actually had a college roommate. I am not making this up. We're sitting there in my dorm. And Jake never showered, as far as we could tell.
Really?
Ooh. And he pulls out this can of, like, hairspray stuff and shakes it. He's like, here, when you're in a rush, this is your shower in a can. Now, personally, I was going to the pool and swimming every morning, so showering for me every day was a thing. But seeing Jake do that, I'm like, oh, my God. And then I hear this and think, oh.
Oh, it happens all the time.
It's not the only. I thought he was someone special. I guess not.
Not the only one.
Yeah, when I was back in Nam, back in 1967,
they'd give you one piece of toilet paper and tell you this has got to last you a week.
You know what you do? Okay, let me just tell you this, and I got in trouble for demonstrating this in Sunday school. What you do is, in order to conserve toilet paper,
you make the hook.
Well, you take one little sheet of toilet paper. Okay. You tear a hole in the middle of it.
Oh, God.
And then you put it on your little middle finger.
Yeah, okay? I heard that.
And then what you do is you wipe your ass with the middle finger exposed, and then you throw it in the toilet, and then you use that little piece of toilet paper that you cut out of it to clean the fingernail.
Hey, Clyde.
That's how you do it. Weird.
That's how you do it.
Did you have a Marine in the family by any chance? Because I heard that story, too, and it was one of those, like, the granddad, the Marine, is like, here, you do your finger, and you do just what you described.
Yeah, I know. I just always was told, because I lived in a poor family. I was a poor black child, and we lived in Kearns, Utah.
Yeah. A lot of blacks.
Did you go to drive-by high?
I did. I went to Kearns High School. Thank you very much.
Drive-by high.
That's what it's called.
Why?
Because there used to be drive-by shootings there almost on a daily basis.
All the time.
Why?
And during the 90s. They actually let us bring guns to school.
It was heavy gang area.
Really?
And you know what was funny about that?
Aryan kids?
No, it was Hispanic gangs.
Yeah, the Hispanic gangs.
Oh, wow.
The Kings.
What was interesting is that we were the highest crime area. Kearns High, drive-by high.
Yeah.
We were the highest crime area, but yet the most kids out of a high school to go to seminary.
Right.
Which was, it's called release time, where you know, if you're a Mormon kid, you go to church.
Zero period.
It's called zero period.
It's kind of a dichotomy.
Yeah, and so they offer you zero period, so you can go to, it's called, what do they call that?
Release time. Seminary?
No, yeah.
Release time is what they call it. And so you got to go to seminary.
Seminary.
And,
So Clyde, today at my apartment complex, there's a couple of Mormon missionaries.
Oh,
you know,
God.
And they stand out like a sore thumb, right? So I go, of course I walk up to them like, hey, you boys from Salt Lake? And they're like, oh, neither one of us from Salt Lake. I'm like, hey. And they're like, well, did you want to talk? I'm like, no, I just want to tell you guys, you know, it was nice to see something come from home, you know?
Yeah.
It was a Utah thing, you know?
It's a Utah thing, you know?
It is. Even though I wouldn't, you know, I have sat down and talked to the missionaries for hours on end before. Yeah. I wasn't going to do it today, but I was just like, no, guys, thanks. It was
to
see.
It's the Utah in you. It's like, you know,
you can't wash it away.
There's two types of Utahns. One's to say, hey, elders, how you doing? The other's say, fuck you, get off my couch or get off my porch or I'm going to shoot you.
Don't make me bring out the girl with the big titties.
Yeah, don't. No way. Don't let me hail Satan. Don't let me do the hail Satan thing. Okay. Speaking of which, we miss Ozzy. It's how many days has it been now?
Three.
Too many days without the Ozzy.
I heard that Ozzy got up to heaven.
Okay, he made it?
Not really. He said, St. Peter said to Ozzy, we're sorry, but you know you're going to go to hell. Well, and Ozzy said, well, I don't want to go alone. He says, well, you can drag somebody kicking and screaming with you if you want. And then he reached out and brought up Hulk Hogan.
Great. Thank you.
Yes. So that's it.
Won't be. It's my news. I want to talk with you about our new exclusive website.
What's going on, man? What, you hit a button?
Yes, I hit a button. We have user error happening.
Wow.
Wow.
But it was cool.
You want me to whack him?
Well, yeah, we got to beat him up later.
Oh, great.
Okay, cool.
The spanking's on air.
So I had somebody ask me to
beat the retard.
I had somebody ask me to beat the retard.
Love y'all.
With a baseball bat. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Beat on the retard. Beat on the retard.
So,
with a baseball bat. Oh, yeah. Sam.
Real quick, guys.
Kids in the club say wah, wah.
Because I was teaching today.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, as far as beating up goes, are you going to form an orderly line, or do I got to go in there and see what happens first?
No, it'll be a circle.
No, it'll be a gang style.
No, we're gonna hit you and see how much you vibrate afterwards.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, careful, Clyde. I'm afraid you're going to be the one. I'm afraid you're going to wobble.
Well, always
Gangnam style on you.
It's always remember, it's Sam that makes the drinks in the room. So.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they're always shaking and not stirred.
What is this floating down at the bottom of my drink? Well, I feel so funny.
I mean,
you're the one that brings the alcohol.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You always do.
Well,
I'm not saying anything that's out of turn.
Just put him on Front Street.
The way that I've described this to people outside of Ground Zero and Radio Land is when you work in radio, you have a backpack and you always have some form of strong liquor in there. Because if things go wrong and the crew needs lubrication, that's on you.
That's true.
Well, you brought me through a lot of nights with Irish cream.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
Liquor in the front, poker in the back.
But you know what? We were below the alcohol level.
We always are. I don't drink anymore.
Okay. We have low levels constantly.
Although I did have a taste of jungle juice on the 4th of July.
I compensate with THC levels.
I can see that. I can smell it. Thank you, Rich. Love you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but you can still go crazy. You can still be
like
super
ass.
Gay.
What fucking marijuana do you smoke that smells like ass?
It's called skunky. It's the nastiest indica that I can get.
Indica?
It runs about...
Indica?
It's indica. It runs about 37%. And then I top it off with some 98% THC.
Shouldn't you do indica when you're watching like shows on TV?
Oh, you can't watch anything. Your eyes are...
The way I learned is that indica means in the couch.
In the couch.
And sativa, I don't know what the fuck sativa is.
In the dirt, facing the dirt.
Sativa. All right, let's go to Mike in Florida. Hey, Mike. You're on Beyond Zero. What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to do a callback to an earlier episode when Clyde played I Glued My Balls to My Butthole Again.
That was precious.
Another hit.
Literally, that was precious. All I want to hear, and I'll get off the air, I swear.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope I can find it. Well. Hey, what were you doing the other day? We're looking for sponsors, and... Okay, guys, this is the thing. My show is a show that basically attracts health people, okay?
Health people.
Yeah, they come knocking on the door saying, hey, Clyde, push this health remedy. I already do that one that's really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I do that one that's really good, and I used to do longevity. I don't do that anymore.
Are they making assumptions about our health?
No, not really, but they're making assumptions about our boners.
Yes. Boing.
Tell me about the boner pills here. You've been flashing this shit around about boner pills.
No, not boner pills.
What?
Boner supplements.
Flomax.
I take Flomax.
Meaning that there's a woman by the name of Sister White from the LDS Church that said that she will come and inspect us. After we take certain types of supplements.
Is she compounding her own sildenafil?
So there's transdermal.
Transdermal.
Right? Like a patch.
Like a patch.
You put a patch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where do you put it on your pee-pee?
No, you just put it on your arm.
You put
and
it on
then
your
there's
arm.
Mr.
Put it on my jugular.
Yeah, who's going to be wanting an arm fuck with somebody's arm? No.
No, it's just... Some people can't take pills.
Oh, okay,
right?
All right. So you put it on your arm. All right.
Right?
All right.
It's like a nicotine patch.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's Mr.
It's more like a dicotine patch.
And then there's Mr. Stiffy. Mr. Stiffy.
Mr. Stiffy.
It's an inhalant.
Ooh.
You just inhale it, and then you get a boner within 5 minutes.
Man, you're like Pinocchio. You get a big old nose.
Right. And then there's the drops.
Cocaine's kind of like that at first.
You get boner drops.
Boner drops.
You put them under your tongue.
Oh, and then sublingual.
Three minute boner.
Kind of lingual.
I mean, no. Within 3 minutes, you get a boner for lasting
three hours. How long is
3 minutes and then 3 hours.
Long enough to call a doctor?
Wow.
No, that's 4 hours. So this is just a 3-hour boner.
Do you know why they say
Sister White's going to be coming to
studio. You know why they say to you, that if you have a boner that lasts longer, how many hours is it?
4 hours.
I think 4 hours.
Yeah, if you have a boner that lasts more than 4 hours on Viagra or some other, like Sildenafil or whatever.
You know what they have to do?
You know what happens.
They have to drain the blood from the penis.
Your dick goes black.
Yep. Oh, God.
It does.
Yeah.
Your dick can go black.
And they literally have to drain you.
And they have to
you.
Go in and drain you.
That's
like
what
that.
Happened to me when I was three.
Like a snake.
What the fuck?
That babysitter was sweet.
No, dude. I was playing with a rubber band.
Oh.
He was like, I'm going to put this on my wee-wee.
Oh.
And then I wake up in the morning and it's all dark.
Oh, God.
And I go, Mommy, something happened.
That babysitter was traumatized.
It didn't fall off.
Speaking of wee-wee, did you hear about what's going on with South Park?
No.
Apparently, South Park has gotten into a little bit of trouble.
That's unusual.
That's unusual. They're new. They just got bought out by Paramount. Paramount's paying them like $1.5 billion. I mean, here they are, animators making tons of money. And they basically did this thing where you're supposed to do, I guess Paramount's supposed to do PSAs. They're supposed to be nice to President Trump.
Oh, shit.
So since South Park has just got bought by Paramount, they decided they wanted to do their own happy Trump thing. And what they did is they did a thing about his penis.
Oh, was this the Satan Trump thing?
Yeah, well, there's one where Satan wants to have sex with Trump.
Right. I thought it was Trump wanting
to
have
Trump
sex
has sex
with Satan.
You
caught me at a really bad time in my life.
Yeah, that's what he said. But no, there's another one that's saying, he may have a small dick, but he loves us. He gets us. it's funny.
And Trump said, no
Trump,
way.
Oh my God, Trump's going to sue. I swear to God, he's going to sue.
I'm going to sue. My dick is at least 3 inches,
not
1. My
dick is
not
small, so please. And I've been trying
my
to get
hands
the audio.
Might be, but my dick is not.
I've been trying to get the audio for this, but they won't let me in on YouTube, and they say I'm not old enough to see the president's pee-pee.
Wow.
So, but they said Paramount tried to blur out the penis, and they wouldn't let them because the penis has googly eyes on it.
So?
Yeah, but it can only have one.
I mean, so if you don't have googly eyes on a penis, they finally decided not to blur it out because it had googly eyes on the penis. So if you want to get a penis through the RIAA, just put googly eyes on it.
You know, I have to say something about all of this and Trump overall. I feel like as a president, if somebody dared him to show his junk to America, I'm pretty sure he would.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm scared of that, too. Like, dare him.
He is bitching and moaning at South Park for making fun of his penis. You know that the tweets he basically makes go into the Library of Congress.
Right. Oh, God.
And
well,
so this
South Park clip just made it into the Library of Congress.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that, you know, President Trump talking about his penis size in a tweet to Trey Parker and Matt Stone is going into the fucking Library of Congress. So that means your great-grandchildren and my great-grandchildren are going to be reading someday about Donald Trump talking about his penis size to a group of cartoon animators.
Mommy, what's a pencil dick?
Yes, exactly.
And if anyone says that we have not screwed over future generations,
we have.
Just remember that.
It means that we are heading for an apocalypse.
Hell yes.
You cannot. You're not going to tell me that my great-grandchildren are going to read a tweet that talks about Donald Trump's penis.
I'm kind of ashamed already. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit, this is what we're giving them?
That's what we are giving them. We're giving them penis. Okay. Let's go to Tally in Washington. Speaking of Tally.
Hi, Tally.
Tally. Who's Tally?
So I got the most perfect joke tonight. It's epic. You want to hear it?
Go.
Yeah, go.
Okay, what's 6 inches long, hard as a rock, and full of semen?
I don't know. What?
The sock under Ron's bed.
The sock under what?
Ron's bed.
Oh, the sock under Ron's bed.
My bed.
He said it was 6 inches long at the beginning of the show,
so I couldn't hear
that joke.
I mean... He doesn't use a sock. Apparently, we've learned that he uses a rubber band.
Apparently, he
tried to really choke the chicken. And it makes you wonder why they use those.
I don't know why it turned purple.
It's like, have you seen that commercial?
Is that why your voice is so high, Ron?
So high? What are you talking about?
Have you seen that commercial where that woman holds up the carrot and she says, "This is my husband. What am I doing? What am I doing wrong?
I bent it.
I tried to have sex with a wall and it didn't work."
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Boing, boing. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I thought, you know, it fits my mood.
I'll remember that one, Tally. I'll remember that.
We got to keep up this energy for another 8 minutes.
You're the one that said it in the beginning of the show. You said it was 6 inches. So I was like, okay, I'll come up with that.
Was it 6 inches? No, it was 3.
No, that's Trump.
No, yeah, Trump. I want to find that audio, but they don't have it. They don't have it anymore.
It's not the length; it's the girth.
Hey, Clyde,
it's the wiggle and the giggle.
He's not a shower, he's a grower.
Yeah, he's not.
It's the wiggle and the giggle.
Right. See, now I can't find it. I'm so fucking angry now because
That's funny.
I have it, and it's AI. By the way, they make him really super fat, which I don't know. I would be more offended by that. I mean, at least they gave him a penis.
No, he's presidentially large. He's not fat, Clyde.
No, I'm just saying they made President Trump super fat.
He's huge. He's huge.
I would be embarrassed by that if you know the fat stuff.
He's not super fat. He's just
They made him look. I mean, he looks like he's about my size, actually.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, Clyde, I want to tell you, I'm proud of you and congratulations on your weight loss. You're looking fantastic.
And he's doing it without.
Doing it without stuff.
Like Ozempic. What is that stuff called? Ozempic.
Ozempic. I don't want to get a Ozempic penis.
Don't do Ozempic.
Don't do it.
I don't want to do Ozempic penis with me.
No, don't have an Ozempic penis.
No, I don't.
It'll fall off eventually.
It'll turn black.
Turn black.
It'll be like putting a rubber band on it, like Ron did.
Oh God!
Why is this carrot? This carrot crooked, Mr. Lee? Ancient Chinese secret. Anyway, I think I found it, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Oh, good.
Watch on YouTube. It says, "Okay,
here
okay.
we go.
Get ready.
Okay, get ready. I'm going to play the audio. This is too good to." Too good to not play. All right. Okay, here we go. PC2, we're ready to go. Here we go. Wait. Do it. Damn it.
I will relax, and I'll take a rest. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, we settled.
Oh, we settled. Thank God.
I got the president down to $3.5
million. $3.5
million?
That's not so bad. That's really fair. I think that's fair.
We'll just have to cut some funding for our schools and hospitals and roads, and that should be that.
Well, that's not quite all. As part of the settlement, we also had to agree to doing pro-Trump messaging.
How are we supposed to do pro-Trump messaging?
Come on, guys. We're like South Park. We can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
We just got to work together.
Yeah. Here we go.
Who walked through the desert for you? Who survived the wilderness and gave the ultimate sacrifice? When things heat up, who will deliver us from temptation? Donald J. Trump. No matter how hot it gets, he's not afraid to fight for America. With conviction, discipline, and trust in God, he survived the desert.
And then comes up the penis. Little eyes on it.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I endorse this message.
Trump. His penis is teeny tiny, but his love for us is large.
Oh, that was terrible.
He gets us! All of us!
So what's happening tomorrow?
Chat with Clyde tomorrow, 2 p.m. And we got Sam coming in for a special thing we're doing tomorrow that we'll hear on, what, Tuesday?
Yeah, what's that?
We're going to interview Avi.
Avi who?
Avi Loeb.
Oh, I don't know him.
We don't know who he is?
No, who's he?
Not the guy that's the most famous physicist ever.
Astronomer.
Yeah, one of those.
Physicist.
One of those guys.
Astrophysicist.
One of those science guys.
One of those science people.
Oh, I know now.
And I get to see Tally on Sunday. Love you.
And a good thing, too, is a Jew.
Hi.
He's Jewish.
Gotta love those Jews.
Well, yeah, he's...
We love gays and Jews.
In order to be effective and in order to be successful, you've got to know a lot of gays and you got to know a lot of Jews. Otherwise, it doesn't work for you.
I'm not totally speaking out my big nose, am I?
No, I didn't. Funny, you don't look Jewish.
The first thing you said to me when I took my mask off.
I said, funny, you don't look Jewish. I know.
In the dark.
I said that to him in the dark. It's funny, you don't look Jewish. All right, guys, it's been fun. Hope you guys had fun. And we're going to see you tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Ground Zero Plus. Sign up and you'll be able to talk with me.
Yeah, about anything?
Anything? Anything. Good night, guys. Have a good one.
God bless.